Matt, I'm making the case that Luke Falk is the scarier quarterback. My partner Chris is making it as Josh Allen at Wyoming. So tell me how Falk has developed this year, how he's better this year, and what Boise State should be scared about in facing Luke Falk.
He's a little bit bigger. You know, he's put on some good weight. I don't think there's any doubt he had the arm talent and the mind for it. Physically, he's put on some quality weight. I think durability was never – toughness was never a concern. Maybe durability was at the next level. Certainly for college it was sufficient, but he's continued to evolve in that regard. I mean, he's put on some good weight in the offseason. I think the ball comes out just as an amateur observer, you know, I should ask Gesser this question, but it feels like the ball comes out. It just looks like a pro pass across the field. I mean, he's got great arm strength, and he throws that tight spiral now every time.
Now, taking us back to when these two teams met last season, Boise State won it, and afterwards, Mike Leach not very happy with the way Washington State was playing at the beginning of that season. Since then, though, a much better record. What has been the biggest difference at Washington State as a team from that moment after Boise State to where they are now?
You know, I think that game for the Cougs was particularly disappointing. They felt like they got such a slow start last year. You know, the Cougs were driving down the field. They kind of did everything they wanted except run the ball. All the stats last year in the game at Albertson Stadium, I shouldn't say all, many of the stats, you'd look at it and go, looked like the Cougs would have won the game, except they had, 20 rushes for 40 yards or something like that, and then the big pick six to start the game off in the first quarter, that first drive. Cougs didn't really get going until the end of the second quarter. I mean, it took a half to get started. Now, they did that again against Oregon State, but they won the game. It took this wild rally out of halftime to come back. They were down big in Corvallis, and I think they kind of realized their record was not indicative of how good they were, because they were 0-2, and they felt like they were a much better team than that. And regardless of who they're playing, that's no knock on Boise. They'd lost to Eastern. They lost to Boise. You started looking at it going, where do the wins come from? Because you know Colorado's good and all that stuff, so... Yeah, I think that they understand there is no tomorrow, if you will. You know, you have to do it right now. I think there's a sense of urgency they got from that game.
Matt Chazanow, voice of Washington State, our guest here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio. The Ticket, Broncos facing the Cougars Saturday night, 8:30 Mountain Time. You could hear it right here. Is the running game better because Morrow and Williams are better for Washington State, or is it just a bigger commitment for Mike Leach?
I think it's the O-line. I think this O-line, I'd like to talk to scouts at the end of the year to confirm this. You know, the left guard, Cody O'Connell, almost won the Outland Trophy last year. The left tackle, Andre Dillard, is a guy that scouts are really excited about at the NFL level. Cole Madison is all Pac-12 right tackle. And I'm told that the center, who's just a sophomore, Freddie Malangoa, could be the best of the bunch. If that's true, there's a chance there are four pro O-linemen here. And I think you've got Maulers in the trench. James Williams is special. He could be a next-level guy. And Morrow and Wicks and even Harrington had 70-plus touches 2 years ago. So I think they're loaded with talent, but I think the holes are there. I think this line is dominant. It might be the nation's best offensive line.
I'm joined by Matt Chazanow, the voice of Washington State here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio, The Ticket. And whenever you talk about Washington State, and I'm sure you've done all these interviews, whenever Washington State plays an opponent, and the conversation automatically goes to offense because it's a unique one. But what about the defense on Wazoo? What stands out there?
Better than you'd expect. And they've got a lot of really good college football players who may not be drafted, Mike, into some camps and stuff like that. But they've got guys who are extremely experienced. They're three linebackers across that spot that have played for 3 years. And one of them's been the leading returning tackler in the league for a couple of years now, Peyton Palour. The defensive line is small on paper and really effective. This team stopped the run third best in the conference last year, the Pac-12. And the secondary with Robert Taylor, Jalen Thompson, Darian Moulton has three guys who have played a ton. I mean, all Pac-12 level corner and Darian Moulton, and I think Robert Taylor might get some looks at that too. They lost a nickelback to the Oakland Raiders, and Shalom Luani made the roster, and he's that good. You guys remember him from the game last year. He had a good game in Boise, and he's gone. They replaced him with Hunter Dale, and look, this is a defense that is totally competitive at a Pac-12 level, including USC and some of the other Stanford in the Pac-12. I think Stanford's D is probably the best in the league in terms of pro talent, and the Cougar D is right in the upper echelon, upper third of the conference.
Matt Chazanow joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. He's the voice of the Washington State Cougars. First games sometimes are tough to gauge. Washington State played an FCS team in Montana State and dominated, so it's not like we saw Washington State take on Alabama or somebody, you know, really pretty good. What do you think? Is there one thing out there maybe that they're a little unproven in? Is there something maybe that would concern you heading into this game with Boise State from their perspective?
You know, if it's really tight late, field goals were an issue last year in Boise, if it comes down to that. Now, Powell's been excellent since last year. He started 0-5. He ended the year 9-10. He was 1-1 this past game. He's hit pressure kicks before. He's had a bunch of opportunities. So, you know, that if you had to make me pick something, it'd be that. I think that's one of the spirit of your question is kind of an exciting answer for Cougs fans and partly why they're so optimistic. They didn't play Alabama week one, but they hadn't the last 2 years either and lost. Now, Eastern was really good. Mm-hmm. But and I don't think they weren't ready to play and all that stuff. I think that they got bit by two quality Big Sky teams. And this year, they just looked like a machine last week. This is what you would expect the 20th-ranked team in the country to play like against a Big Sky school. Montana State had one thing they wanted to do. They wanted to try and keep it close, run the clock out with a running quarterback. Cougs shut it down. Montana State had no other options, and then it was just – they just picked them apart. And Falk started the game 20-20 passing. So, you know, I think that there isn't a great answer to your question because there's no huge question mark to this team. We kind of know what it is, and it's really good.
What's the air quality like right now in the Pullman area, and how do you expect it, or what have you heard for what to expect on Saturday?
It's not great. I mean, to be honest, it's not great. Now, it's not as bad as Oregon, I'm told, and I've actually heard it's not as bad as Spokane and the Coeur d'Alene area up north. So I think they'll play the game. I'm told it's going to get better and improve as we move towards Saturday. I think we'll still see some of that smoke in the lights when you guys get here. I think you'll see it. I think you'll smell it. You know, I don't know what it's like in Boise if you guys are being affected at all. But
big time.
Say it again.
Big time.
Yeah. I don't know how to compare Boise to Pullman in terms of your air quality, but no, it's a thing. I mean, it's here. I do think we'll play the game. I don't think it's going to prohibit that, but I think we'll notice it.
Do you notice it more at night than you do in the daytime or vice versa? Because down here, I think it's been worse in the daytime. Do you agree with that, Chris?
Yeah. It's been worse in the daytime here. Yes, same deal. So I couldn't tell you the science behind that or if that's just, you know, the luck of the time of the day and the winds and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's been worse during the day. It's kind of gotten better at night. In fact, yesterday I went outside at night, and again, I saw it in the lights, but it just maybe I'm almost becoming accustomed to it to a degree. 2 days ago was really bad, and like my eyes were burning when I was walking to practice. I mean, it was not good. Yesterday was a little bit better. Last night was pretty good. I saw it again this morning. It is here. I think that as of now, based on last night, it wouldn't stop us from playing football.
Matt, thanks so much. I think it's going to be a good one. It was a 3-point game last year, and we'll see if it's similar or how things might change and be different.
Yeah, this is a fun one with Rippon, and you know we're close to each other. We haven't played much, but I'm excited to see you, Bob. It's a fun local. You know, I hate to call it a rivalry. I haven't played that often, but there is something fun about playing you guys and having a series like this. I can't wait.
All right, Matt. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
All right, now, have a good one. Thanks for having me on.